This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on the real side. You know, guys, I giggle about this every time I come on in. Some of you say, why do you giggle so much? Because I do the dumbest things. I don't say the dumbest things. I say some pretty dumb things at times, but I do some of the dumbest things. And I've had the same board or same type of board for 9 years. Okay. I only have to hit one button. And 9 times out of 10, I start talking. And I forget to hit the button. And I hear this stupid little thing in my head. I'm going, okay. So I guess I have forgot to hit the button again. So anyway, long and short of it is, I still, after 9 years, I still haven't figured out how to hit the button. Maybe that's a good thing. I know how to hit your button sometimes. I just see some of the emails I get. You'll know I know how to hit your buttons sometimes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can send me an email if you want to, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Because, you know what? If you're not involved, no, really, I mean, I'm not just, I don't care what show, well, I do care, I want you to listen to this one. But seriously, it doesn't matter what show you're listening to. If you're just listening, you're not involved, you're not engaged, you're not being challenged, then maybe it's not the show you should be listening to. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know about you, I like being challenged. It's not always, you know, and again, I listen to other shows, I listen to other talk shows, and I like being challenged. I like getting mad. I like not agreeing with the host, because it stops me, it makes me step back and think. Wow, okay, there's a different viewpoint. Do I have that viewpoint? Do I have it right? Did I consider that? We all should be doing that. I know it's irritating as heck, but we all should be doing it. And as I said earlier, you know, here we go. As I said earlier, you head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. But I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, there's a lot of stories that we talk about. Some of those stories we did, some of the shows we covered, some of those writings in the book are from well over a year ago. But you wouldn't know it. I think every year we could probably scrape the stories and the writings we've done and come up with another book. Probably would have to wait a year, maybe every 6 months. We'll start doing volumes like they did the Britannica. Right? Don't laugh. Some of you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica. Don't sit there and go, I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE. Okay, I've already been there, haven't I? All right, where's the story? I just had it up. See, I hate when this happens to me. Makes me seem like I've lost my mind. Oh, there we go. So you heard earlier, our friend David Beagle was talking about how this year's May Day, or what they call the International Labor Union Worker March Day. I don't even know what the heck they call it anymore. And it's happening this coming Monday. And what I really get a kick out of is the fact that one of the biggest groups to push taking the day off is the teachers union. Now, they want to make this a big day of theirs. They want to turn it into a... It's not to celebrate the... Look, go look at the history. I'm going to do the history on Monday anyway. But go look it up ahead of time. This was to celebrate the fact that they, you know, were able to protect themselves, where they were able to get the government. You know, this was a whole different animal here. In other countries, it might be a little different. But here, it was a whole different animal. So what do? They turn it into a day of protest. A day to speak against the president. A day to show their force. But see, if the teachers do it, here's the problem. I mean, it would be almost like the police taking a day off to a degree. So it's bad enough if the teachers just take the day off to do this, then there's money involved. Because you still have to pay most of those teachers, especially if they take a personal day or something along those lines. And then what happens is, if we keep the schools open, then somebody's got to go in there and fill in for them. They're called substitute teachers. Takes a few bucks, right, to make it happen. So now you get all these, you know, some schools have 100 teachers or 50 teachers or 80. It doesn't really matter. So you're paying the teacher for the day. You're paying the substitute for the day. And this falls on the school district. So much for keeping the money in the classroom as they're out protesting the fact that they have a job and the man has allowed them to unionize. Yeah, so much for that. If enough of them go out and there's not enough substitutes, then the classes get canceled. And if the school district feels like it would really be unsafe to have that many kids roaming around and you can't make it happen, then what you do is you close the school down. And here in California, some of these districts, I don't know, they get $8,000 or $9,000, not a day, but a year, to educate your children, which isn't a lot of money to begin with. I get that. But every nickel for a school district counts, and it hurts when they don't get it. So, the president of the San Diego Community College Faculty Union is encouraging professors to cancel their classes, take a personal day, and bring their students to this year's International Workers' Day protest. Right? It's not an outing. It's not a field trip. It's an indoctrination. We'll hit on that on the other side of the commercial. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime...
We are back.
Sound of the river, you're stopping...
I think I listened to that song one day, one year, I'll put it that way. I listened to that song on a trip to Florida from Boston 200 times. I had to hear that song 200 times easy. And so I probably know every word, every guitar strum, everything on that song. It's disgusting. No, the song's not disgusting. It's just that, anyway. I'm Joe Mesita, your host. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. It is always a pleasure to have you with me, have you part of the conversation, part of the show, and really, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can buy my book, which wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Study White Guy. Bible studying? Bible thumping white guy. God. I get, you could study the white guy. Yeah, there you go. Anyhow. Although, there's plenty of colleges across the country that are already doing that. I can tell you how bad we are. So, don't study too deep. You get an answer from some lunatic somewhere. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5560. I want to get back to the story. The president of the San Diego Community College, the faculty, anyhow, he says that they should cancel classes for the day. They should take a personal day. They should bring students to this year's International Workers' Day protest, also known as Indoctrination Day. The union, which is an anonymous source connected to the organization, told the local news source they collect dues from all teachers, regardless of whether they are a member. In the state of California, whether you're a member of the union or not, you have to pay union dues. Now, if you're not a member of the union, they can't call it dues. They just call it, there's a name for it. It's like a union help fee. Because their argument at the court level was that whatever the union negotiates for, all teachers get it. It doesn't matter whether you're part of the union or not. So you take advantage of, or you get the perks of being in the union without paying union dues. So a couple of left-wing lunatics, also known as the 9th District Court. Okay, so now you already know. I don't even have to go on with the story, right? Yeah, they said this was fine. This was good. The teacher should have to pay for all the work that the union does for them. So anyhow, they'll be holding a teach-in and marches on May 1st. Now, that's the May Day holiday celebration by socialists in order to reclaim this day in a recognition of recognition of the USSR and its great strides in taking care of its workers. Right? I mean, seriously, go to Russia. Now, if you're not a college professor, and even then it's questionable, if you're just a regular worker, a steel worker, a city worker, or whatever, see what kind of perks you get. See how they take care of you. See how that union works. I used to have a guy years ago. I mean, this shows you how far back it is. With a heavy, heavy Russian accent. And I was an electrical contractor at the time, and he would say, "Hey, you belong to union?" "The union? What union? What union? You belong to union?" He said, "No, I don't belong. I can't sell to you, but I have card care. You belong to Soviet Socialist Union." And he would tell me I had to belong. And it was, you know, he wanted to charge me $100. And I finally figured out he was joking, told him to go pound sand. But he had grown up in it, and the stories he would tell me, you know, being a construction worker. You know, they love it so much there that they come here in big numbers. That's how great communism is. Venezuela, look at them. They won't give up their socialism because they're so afraid of capitalism because it's working out so great for them. Right? I wonder if they'll be having an International Workers' Day parade there. What do you think? Think that'll work? Oh, the problem is they don't have enough electricity or food to feed the workers. Hey, don't let that stop you. Jim Mailer, the president of the American Federation of Teachers Guild, sent an email to the San Diego Community College District telling the professors to not perform your usual work duties. This is more like a strike, isn't it? I mean, it's the International Workers' Day. It should be like the International Non-Working Day. They make no sense with these words. And I'm going to go back to what I told you last hour. We let this happen. The most important point to this May 1st is that there is no business as usual that day. Mahler wrote, emphasizing in the original, "We are asking that those that teach that day to cancel their classes, take a personal necessity day, and bring your students to the events." Now, Mailer even managed to tie the day's events to President Trump's arguing that given the threat we face from the Trump administration, it's extremely important that we demonstrate our solidarity with one another. You know, when you're desperate, you'll do anything, right? Come on, think about this. When you're desperate, you'll do just about anything. So unions are in a decline. And they're not in a decline because the conservatives are putting so much pressure on them. They're in the decline because now with the advent of this stupid little web, the interweb stuff, you get to see how the union bosses are living. You get to see what they're doing in real time. You get to see the mansions they live in on your union dues. I think, look, at if you think of the number of union people that voted for Donald Trump, you think they're getting the picture? It's extremely important that, and you talk about bullies, if you don't participate in this, if you're a teacher or an educator that won't participate in this kind of thing, you have no idea the kind of pressure that'll come down on you. And so instead of a International Workers' Day, now it's a protest President Trump Day. These guys can't keep anything straight. Only our unity and mutual support will get us through with a minimal damage to our most vulnerable community. Right. I'm still trying to figure out what damage is being done. I'm still trying to figure out what Trump is doing to them. I'm still. Can anybody send me a link? Or can you send me anything to show me what the teachers, what the educators are losing or what they've lost? And don't send me anything on DeVos. I'm not interested. And the reason I'm not interested is we've been doing education the same way for hundreds of years. Right? We've had, when the Department of Education, late 60s, early 70s? Maybe it was the early 70s. So we've had a Department of Education for, boy, my 40th is coming up, so at least 40 years. But come on, think about this. And nothing's changed. So what exactly did the Department of Education do for us? I'm just trying to understand. Is it proper to call for the cancellation of classes and not to perform your usually work duties? Doesn't seem ethical, moral, or legal. Doesn't look it, you take an oath. You make a promise to teach these kids. What does this actually do for them? What does it teach them? That you're willing to take the day off? You're willing to fight for what? What exactly are you being denied? That's what I don't get. Where are you being hurt? What's being denied? What's being taken away from you? I'm kind of confused.
Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending responding in the chat room. I always like when you get involved. We don't even have to be on the same page. That's how crazy I am. As long as you're willing to have an honest conversation with me, not spew the party line, don't spew your pastor's line when we're talking about, you know, God and that kind of thing. I mean, I'm good with you spewing Scripture and knowing Scripture, not the little cliches. I want you to know Scripture. I want you to know your political beliefs. What's really funny about political beliefs is I love when I hear somebody having a conversation, and I know I'm not supposed to do this. Not supposed to eavesdrop. I get all of that. But I love listening to people having a conversation about politics. And I hear the talking points that are being spewed all over the news. MSNBC, well, I don't know if those are news channels, but, you know, the left-wing news. The CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all that, you know, what do they call that? The Alphabet Network? So we're talking about the teachers that will be taking the day off Monday at taxpayer expenses. Oh, yeah, look, it'll come out of your pocket. Won't come out of theirs, yours. But they'll tell you they worked for those sick days. They worked for those personal days. See, I think that if you're sick, you take your sick days. You should. Do you know in California, they get to accumulate all these days? So you can accumulate sick days and all this other stuff. Now, they put a cap on it recently, but there were people retiring with 4, 5, and 6 months of back pay due to them because of sick days and vacation time and all that. Yeah, I'll tell you what I would do just to soften the blow. I wouldn't have any more sick days. I'd make them all personal days. You get X amount of personal days a year, end of discussion, and at the end of the year, you don't accumulate them all. I don't know. Just saying. Anyway, so the teachers at this in San Diego, this happens to be a community college. are being, by the union, not by anybody else, but the union, is encouraging them to take the day off, grab the kids, take the kids, but like, you know, they can't do that. Maybe they could turn it into a field trip to get the school to even pay for it. Wouldn't that make you happy? So they would have to pay for the teachers, they would pay for the students, they would have to pay for the substitutes that have to fill in the classes for those kids who don't have permission to go. Now, while all this is going on, there was another Mesa College professor. He chimed in claiming that the protest is necessary because what is not ethical, legal, or moral are attacks on public education, our students, our health care, our environment, our right to organize as workers. I don't think anybody's taken away any of those. Last I checked, I say, if somebody's got a link to where we've taken these away from people, let me know. I'm not for taking this stuff away from people. You should have a right to organize. You should have a right to stand by your moral values, as should I. You know, again, public education should be open to everybody. Somebody was talking about voucher systems. I'm good with voucher systems. I'm good with vouchers. I'm good with charter schools. I'm good with private schools. I pay my taxes for education. See, here's the thing that bothers me about public education. All right? And I'm on a public education trustee board. So they got you. It is one of the only public services entities, whatever, to where it's almost impossible to get out of. You want to talk about communism practice out in the public? You could be in a neighborhood with some of the worst schools, worst public schools, and you're paying tax money to keep that school open. And there could be a private school or whatever right around the corner for you, and you can't attend. There could be a better public school 4 miles away, and you're willing to drive your child there. You want to get up early and have somebody pick them up in the afternoon or her up in the afternoon? Almost takes an act of Congress to get your kid that school. So it is almost a total dictatorship when it comes to education. So help me understand. Help me understand how that's freedom of anything. And stop pulling at our heartstrings by saying, you know, it's for the kids. And don't you think the teachers care about kids? Of course teachers care about kids. Not all of them. Teachers are not part of a secret sainthood club. Even teachers know that there's teachers in there for all the wrong reasons. Even teachers know that there's teachers in there that aren't worth their salt and need to move on. They won't talk against each other because of how tough, how nasty the other teachers, the union, will get with you. It's bad. That's why I said to you, it's our fault. You conservatives that are in these schools, I'm not saying that you come out with a big red shirt on that says, make America great again. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. What I'm suggesting is you get off your butt, you come forward, you find the other conservative teachers, and you make a stand. That's all. It ain't that hard. The teacher goes on to say, we are in dangerous times. Taking one day, having people stand up for justice is taking the long view and providing venues for students to attend talks, to speak out, to march and call out these attacks. Yeah, except if you're a conservative. Then you're not allowed to speak out. You're not allowed to march. You're not allowed to come to the school. See, I'll tell you what. Here's my challenge to the union or anybody else. All right? You bring somebody from the union for a open discussion. We can publicize it because most schools now have TVs in every room. They've got a camera room. You know, they got all that video. And I think you should have a conservative and a liberal, especially when it comes to education, to talk about the differences between the two and why one thinks they're better than the other. And then they should broadcast that, and the kids should all have to write about it. Wouldn't that be a great learning? So instead of dragging them downtown to protest against President Trump, if you really want to teach them about what openness is and equality is, Wouldn't that be a great way to... I mean, I don't know. I'm not an educator. I'm kind of guessing here. I barely graduated high school. You know what I'm saying? The, so anonymous source who provided the local news with the emails, and these are emails that are pretty damning to the whole thing, contended that this is not a proper use of school email. Now, this was done on the school email system, which again, you're not supposed to do these things. They can't. Well, I guess Hillary Clinton's set the bar pretty high. So these are nothing compared to what she did. And the news source putting this together reached out to both the union and the professors who wrote those emails, and they wouldn't respond. Yes, cowards. They can't respond. They would lose their lunch. They'd feel so stupid about it. Now, producer Tammy grabbed a story, which is pretty darn good. And I probably lost it already, but that's okay. I'll find it again. There it is. Okay. Right? God. A May Day march to reclaim schools and previewing teachers' unions' day of action. Now, this report's kind of funny. Well, I wouldn't say it's funny. Not funny, ha-ha. Funny like, oh, my God. The National Education Association, its affiliates, and other allies are devoting many hours and resources this year to May Day, the traditional May 1st celebration of labor and working people. NEA, the American Federation of Teachers, the Service Employees International, that was the SEIU I told you about, and smaller groups are planning a national day of action on Labor Day. And nobody's lost their jobs. Matter of fact, this president is bringing jobs back. What's the problem? What the problem is that he's not union friendly, if you would. So they don't care. Then they never have. Go look at the stories. It's not about giving jobs. It's about making sure that they're union jobs, period. And Monday, you know, as I'm watching out of the corner of my eye, it's going to be another one of those immigration protests. Like people that are here illegally. You should have the cops take them away. Period. Now they want to worry. You want to worry about them showing up on school. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. It's the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to, look, some of you are watching on Facebook, or you're watching on many other sources that we have out there. You look behind me, you see the hashtag Stan t-shirt I have hanging up behind me. And what I'm trying to get you to do is you see all these protests. Now, you're going to watch Monday. There's going to be protests all over the place. You're going to see pink t-shirts, and you're going to see red t-shirts. Now, let's just be honest about it. You have the red t-shirt since day one of the Labor Day. We're talking about a connection to Russia. Everybody's looking in the White House for a connection to Russia. Just wait till Monday. You'll see a whole bunch of them. And then the SEIU walking arm in arm with these people. And they stand pretty much for everything we don't stand for. Everything that made this country great. I've never understood. I'm sorry. It's one of the areas I'm just totally oblivious to. I just don't get it. Do not get how you come here from another country because of the freedoms that we have. Unless I am an idiot. Unless you deliberately come here to try to ruin the place. But you come here from another country because of the freedoms we have, the ability to make something of yourself. And what do you want to do? You want to change it back to the way of the place you came from. And what do you, you've got to be sick between the ears. You have a mental condition? I don't get any of that. Again, like I said, makes no sense to me. And maybe that's why I can't wrap my arm around it. Because it doesn't make any sense to anybody. So these teachers, again, the NEA, the American Federation of Teachers, they're calling it the National Day of Action, so they've taken it away from its original intent again. Through their coalition organization, the Alliance to Reclaim Our Schools. Right, because they still don't understand what they don't have. You mean, they pretty much are in every school in the country. What are they trying to reclaim? I mean, what position do they want? The demands include an end to mass deportation and threats to immigrant communities. So, they want mass deportation to stop. What's that got to do with education? Schools operating in safe spaces free from the threat of ICE raids, which is really funny because I've got 20 some odd schools under me. There's, I don't know, maybe 40 some schools total. I haven't read anything about ICE agents raiding schools and dragging kids or teachers out, kicking and screaming. It doesn't happen. It's a fake comment. It would stop racism and bullying. Long before, you know what? Here's the deal. You guys, you hypocrites, are on these school grounds all day long. You're the teachers. You have influence on these kids. You want to stop racism and bullying them? Then stop being racist and stop bullying those kids. What do you think they're learning it? You're learning it at home? They're learning it from you. Do you stop it on the grounds? Because I've seen clips. You want to start running clips? Where black kids, Hispanic kids, black kids, and white kids are fighting. There's no teacher there to break it up. Is it not in your contract? Schools operating in safe spaces free from the threats of ICE raids, racism, and bullying, and that billions not be spent on the wall, but on strengthening public schools to educate all our children, regardless of immigration status. Well, first of all, another joke. They keep telling us about the money, but the money doesn't work. It never has. And they keep giving you examples of two or three of the worst school districts in the country. Chicago. New Jersey. New Jersey spends over $27,000 per student. They have some of the worst schools in the country. I happen to be with a district that gets about $8,000 per child, and we got some of the best schools in the state. So, yeah, it has to do with the teachers. The administration, the parental involvement, and I'm going to disappoint some people because I know some locals listen to me. It is not all about the teachers. The teachers do not totally make it, and I hate when they keep doing it. They keep making it sound like the only thing that makes a school great is the teachers. It's not. It's a joint effort between teachers, administrators, and parents. I think it's disingenuous to say it's only the teachers. Yeah, there goes my next run, right? And then as far as immigration status, the Supreme Court's already come down and said you can't refuse to educate a child because of their immigration status. However, they do at least have to live in your district. And then they're gonna do this whole immigration thing as well, which I think is hilarious. I really do. I'm sorry. I discount it because I think it's hilarious. So you're bringing in illegal immigrants. Which you want to talk about an ICE raid? If I was ICE, I'd have 300 or 400 of the ICE agents at every one of these parades, and I guarantee you, the minute they saw 300 sets of handcuffs come out, the other 2,000 would go running in a different direction. There wouldn't be much support at that point. But my point behind that is, why do they feel the need to support breaking the law? Change the law. Change it first, but they don't act like that. See, they can break the law all they want on the left. We can on the right. Oh, right. They hold us to a higher standard. They, Like I said about the labels with my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping White Guy, those are all labels they gave us. And they hate labels, and they don't want to be labeled. And they don't want to use labels, but they're more than happy to use a label. So with huge turnouts expected in Los Angeles, New York City, and Washington, D.C., we could do a lot of cleanup that day. For state and local union shops, the focus varies depending on the current grievances. There are also differences about how best to use the May Day stage. See, if it's a Labor Day, if it's an appreciation of labor, if it's an appreciation of how things have changed. And again, you go, everybody's got an idea how that started. But they're all in agreement it had to do with fair labor practices. Well, if that's the case, are you telling me it's just as bad today as it was in the 20s, 30s, and 40s? Does somebody really have the guts to say that? Because I don't think so. The legal director of the, some unions are planning a general strike, but most are wary of the idea for legal reasons. The legal director of the California Teachers Association warned union leaders that participation in a strike for political purposes outside the employer's control would not be protective of the state's labor law. I would listen carefully. Even for those of you who know me, I would fire you. All of you. You know why? Does your signature mean anything? Does your word mean anything? Because you signed a contract. You agreed to a contract. You agreed to the terms of a contract. If you break that, part of the terms are you can be fired. So your word either means something, because if it doesn't mean anything here, how do I know it means anything anywhere else? How do I know when you say you were out 2 days for sick leave that you were actually sick? How do I know that? It's crazy. Now, you see that commercial, we can't watch Alton Brown anymore now because he was having fun with Bill Nye, the Science Guy. I'm done. Anyway, school districts could ask for and likely receive a court injunction against the work stoppage. But, you know, sure, let's have them pay for that. Let's have schools spend money in the court district to stop these teachers from doing this. CTA would be faced with the unpalatable option of either backing down from what, at that point, presumably, would be an already well-publicized position or facing contempt or court penalties, including both monetary fines and possible jail time. The CTA is planning its own May 1st activities focusing on immigrant rights, but will add to the mix billions of public dollars to private vouchers and corporate charter schools. See, they don't want any competition. This is the only industry. It's the only sanctioned mafia organization that the feds have. Parents should have a right to choose. If you're not doing a job, you're sub-educating their children. Don't give me the money thing. You're sub-educating their children. They should have a right to go somewhere else. They should have a right to take their child and go somewhere else. The state union is asking activists to hand out to parents and community members copies of the CTA's advocacy agenda, described as a research-based document by the California Teachers Association that outlines proven education strategies that improve enhanced student learning. Interestingly, none of the 10 items listed mentions unionized teachers or collective bargaining. So the locals are emphasizing familiar themes. The United Teachers of Richmond plan to support our students by talking to them about the importances of labor through history. In nearby states such as Oregon, Teachers Union's Day of Action includes a demand for fully funding public education. I don't know what that means. And protecting our school from privatization. In other words, they want no competition. They don't want charter schools, which are really not private schools. They're public schools. See, they want a free ride. They want to be able to do anything they want to your kids without question. I'm Joe with Senior Hellish. You've been listening to The Real Side. We're here every day. Hopefully you're with us. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for our email blast. There's a lot you can do up there. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too. God bless.